This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. He will also chair the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is aimed at strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where centre and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise countries' human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. The conference focuses on the theme Human Capital for Viksit Bharat, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. Under this theme, special emphasis for detailed discussion is being placed on 5 key areas: early childhood education, schooling, skilling, higher education, sports, and extracurricular activities. The hearing phase for the Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral rolls has commenced in West Bengal today. A total of 3,234 hearing centres have been set up across the state. In the first phase, around 32 lakh unmapped voters, those who are unable to establish linkage with the 2002 electoral roll, will be called for hearings. The state's chief electoral officer, Manoj Kumar Agrawal, has said that all preparations for the hearings have been completed. The hearings will be conducted under strict supervision by more than 4,500 micro-observers. An inquiry committee headed by Joint Director General of Directorate General of Civil Aviation, Sanjay K. Brahmane, has submitted its report on operational disruptions of Indigo flights. The committee was constituted on the 5th of this month to conduct a comprehensive review and assessment of the circumstances that led to the massive flight disruptions across the country. The report was submitted yesterday evening by four-panel committee. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand beginning today. The president will leave for Goa this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will take a sea sortie in a submarine from Karwar Harbour in Karnataka. On Monday, the President will grace the centenary celebrations of Aul Chiki Lipi at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today have extended greetings on the sacred Prakash Utsav of Sri Guru Gobind Singh, the 10th and last Sikh Guru. In a social media post, the President said Sri Guru Gobind Singh, with indomitable courage and rare sagacity, inspired people to live righteously. Prime Minister Modi said Sri Guru Gobind Singh remains an embodiment of courage, compassion and sacrifice. He noted that this 10th Sikh Guru's life and teachings continue to inspire people to stand for truth, justice and righteousness while upholding human dignity. Thailand and Cambodia have signed a ceasefire agreement to halt fighting along their disputed border. Thai Defence Minister Nathaporn Nakpanit and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister T. Seha signed the agreement today at a border checkpoint in Thailand's Chanthaburi province. Both countries agreed on a joint statement during a special meeting of their border committee. The recent violence led to military casualties and displaced thousands of civilians on both sides. ASEAN has urged restraint and a return to dialogue to restore stability in the region. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he will meet his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump in Florida during the weekend as talks continue on ending its full-scale war against Russia. Talking to reporters in Kyiv, President Zelensky said he expected the meeting to take place on Sunday and the focus will be on a U.S.-brokered 20-point peace plan as well as security guarantees for Ukraine. He said the 20-point plan was 90% complete. He said an economic agreement will also be discussed and the Ukrainian side will also raise territorial issues. Israel has become the first country to formally recognize Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent nation. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel intended to immediately expand cooperation in agriculture, health and technology. And that is the end of this news bulletin.